You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is Tufts Freeform Radio. My name's Emma, listening to 88 miles per hour this evening. I have some guests in the studio tonight. Some of them we will hear from. Some of them are more of the quiet type. I think I can convince them, though. I have an hour. Anyways, Joey.
Okay, so do I, like, have to whisper into this thing? No.
You don't have to whisper.
Oh, okay. So what you just heard was Street Fighter Moss by Kamasi Washington. That's off of his latest album, Heaven and Earth, that came out this week. Listed by Consequence of Sound, Pitchfork is, like, best new music. So you're welcome.
Thanks, Joey.
But thanks for joining us.
Oh, my gosh. You're a natural. All right. Well, we have an evening filled with music and games and new voices, so
new voices.
Stay tuned. The song we're listening to now is The Equestrian Vortex by Broadcast. It's kind of creepy, but I played it like last week to like talk over my introduction, and I think it might stick around for a little bit. So we'll see. You'll probably hear it again. Anyways, stay tuned. Got another song coming up.
Thank you. stairs into no man's land. Lights are flashing, cars are crashing, getting frequent now. I've got the spirit, lose a feeling, let it out somehow.
Alright kids, get your Unknown Pleasure t-shirts out. That was Disorder by Joy Division.
Thank you for that, Joey.
You want to hear a funny story?
I would love to hear a funny story.
So back when I was working as a barista, right? I was like serving this lady and she's wearing like that t-shirt that we've all seen by now.
We've all seen.
But this is before, this isn't a time when it wasn't like mass produced. And so I was just like, oh my god, I love your t-shirt. And she just looks so puzzled and she's like, thanks? And that's when I knew. She just bought it for the design. So, you know, I guess the next time you see someone with that t-shirt, like, call their bluff. Ask them their favorite track off Closer.
Oh my gosh. I never owned that t-shirt.
Okay.
Did you ever own that t-shirt?
Yeah, yeah. It's in my dresser, actually, right now.
I wanted to, but I didn't want people to, like, call me out as a phony, you know?
As a phony.
I owned a New Order shirt.
Oh, that's so, yeah, they're so related.
They are related. So.
They're both such good bands.
They are. Anyways, it's time for a game.
Okay.
It didn't take much convincing to get the other two on air.
Are we on? Oh my god, it's weird.
Oh yeah. Anyways, so if you've listened to the show before, you know that we do our overrated, underrated segment. Mm. Usually more when, you know, Amanda, who is usually my co-host, is around, because it's kind of hard to do with one person. I can't really talk to myself. I already know my own opinion. I mean, I don't really know. I could try. I could, like, try to make a character and have a...
It could be a one-woman show.
Oh, it could be a one-woman show. I mean, it is a one-woman show, but you get the point. Anyways, so... All right. It's kind of a stupid topic, but the only thing I could think of was, like... So, I have, like, a pretty big backyard at my home in New Jersey, and... Sometimes over the summer, I'd, like, have my friends over, and we'd, like, camp, but, like, in my backyard. So, is backyard camping, like, lame because you're not, like, really going anywhere, or is it, like, underrated because, like, yeah, I can have fun camping in some grass in my backyard, too?
I think it depends on context, you know? Like, if you want to take your five-year-old camping but don't want to have them risk being killed by a bear, then it's...
Bears are scary. My mother is very afraid of bears. She does not like them. I wouldn't say she's irrationally afraid of them, because bears are scary, and I'll give her that, and we do get bears in our backyard sometimes, but...
Where do you camp in New Jersey? Like, the Adirondacks?
People go, like, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
I don't know. Sure.
Sure. Or backyards.
Backyards, yes.
Us? Okay. I'll go underrated, because when I was a little kid, I used to do that. We have, like, a little fire pit, you know? We'd set up our tents and, like, our brothers, you know? We'd all hang out and make s'mores and stuff.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, then we had, like, a local pool that we could go to, and it was, like, 100 feet away. So, yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's very close.
It's pretty close.
Got your water feature.
Probably like 250 feet.
I'd say the underrated train as well. Like I'll jump on that just because, I mean, I don't really go camping a whole lot, so I don't know. I just know I would forget something maybe, and then I could run back inside the house and
that's true.
Pick it out of there.
You also don't have to use the bathroom outside. Some people,
yeah,
they're very not into that. Well, I guess I didn't choose a very controversial topic considering. Yeah. Anyone got anything better?
Better
cats. Maybe? I don't know.
Cats.
Joey.
That's like Trenton's territory.
Cats versus dog people. Joey could go
about
that.
I think you can like both.
You can like both. You can but like both, if you had to, if you could only live with one animal.
Dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a student. I live in an apartment. I think having a cat's just so much easier.
Wait, do you have a cat?
I do have a cat, yeah.
Oh. Charles has a dog.
Yeah. I have a dog in my house at college. It's a lot, but...
I don't know if we'll change the hearts or minds of our listeners on that issue.
I think that you're pretty settled in your ways on that one. Yeah.
If you're listening, I know your heart is hardened, so to speak.
In a good way, maybe.
Right? Set in your ways.
It's kind of like a loyalty thing, you know?
I will say I changed my opinion on cats once I raised one from a kitten.
So really? You were not into cats previously?
I just thought they were like cold and mm-hmm. distant. And mm-hmm. then I found out that they're more like people than we give them credit, I guess.
Wholesome.
I don't know.
Yeah. We raised a cat from like a feral little kitten. Like it was meowing at my parents' door.
Aww.
And my parents gave it turkey, like sliced turkey, you know? And then like tried to like let it go or whatever. And it came back and it kept meowing. So they took it in. And mm-hmm. now it's Salem the cat.
Salem
and,
the cat.
And it's like the nicest cat, actually. Aww. Unless you give it catnip. And it freaks out. You know, it's really mean.
It gets mean on catnip.
Yeah.
Really?
Really mean. Yeah.
I thought they just kind of got like loopy.
It depends. My cat bites.
Ooh. All right.
We had a litter of cats when I was a kid. And they all, my mom didn't want inside cats. So they were outside cats and they all either ran away or were killed somehow.
Well.
And on that note, I think we're going to go back to the music. Anyways, I'm a dog person. I always will be. We never had cats, but my aunt like did a lot with like animal shelters. And so I remember there was one year that we like babysat these like two little baby kittens. And like they were really cute, but... I don't know. I don't know. You interact with cats and dogs so differently, I think.
No, the exact same way. No difference.
Really?
No.
Anyways, here's another song.
Paranoid.
like to give a warning that the next song is a little more angsty than this one, so hold on to your seatbelts, folks. We are back. We just listened to... Would you like to introduce that song? He's shaking his head at me.
No.
No? Well, I guess it's for me to do. This is kind of a mouthful. The song was Abracadaver by The Hives off of their album Tyrannosaurus Hives. Before that, we heard American Football's song Honestly. Before that, Paranoia by Lisa Ann. Yeah. And now, another topic brought to us by Joey.
Okay. Do I introduce it?
Yeah.
So, overrated, underrated? Tinder.
Who wants to go first?
I think I should probably go last since I've never even had it. But
okay.
I can go. So, be pretty brief.
Go ahead.
So
go.
You're observing from outside.
Yeah.
Let us know what you think.
I don't know. I mean, it seems fun, I guess. I feel like half my friends are like, dude, like, you got to get it. Join the 21st century, you know?
Well,
the
other
what?
Oh. I mean, you got to think it's overrated if you haven't used it.
I mean, I feel like it's rated just where it needs to be.
Properly rated is an option
okay.
in this game.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's properly rated. I don't know. The other half of my friends, though, are like, dude, it's just like, it's kind of depressing or whatever. I don't know. But it seems like it could be fun. To be fair, I downloaded it. I just never actually set it up.
The friends who find it depressing, like, mm-hmm. are their photos, are they the ones who hold, like, fish and, like, deer antlers in their pictures?
No. No, they're actually, like, good at doing it. I don't know what makes you good at I guess just good looking, maybe. But they're, like, funny people, you know? I don't know. Yeah, it's interesting. I feel like it'd be the other way around. So I feel like the people who are good at it are the ones that think it's, like, kind of sad. I don't know.
Right.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
You use it all the time.
So I swipe on it because it helps my confidence. Some of us were ugly ducklings in high school and undergrad. I would say I found its use different from city to city. Spending the summer in Boston.
That's interesting.
I've matched with like 250 people, but like none of us message each other. And it's funny, like, I'll get messages and I'm just like, I'll respond to it later, and I never do.
Huh.
And so, like, I'm part of the problem. But I guess it's overrated in that sense. But also, being a queer person, I mean, it makes it easier to find others.
That's fair.
In a way that wasn't easy in the 2000s.
Sure, that's true. That is a nice quality. I'll give it that.
What's your verdict?
My verdict? I was on it 2 years ago for a very brief stint of time, and it was really funny. I like met one of my like best friends on it, which is like kind of weird. Like I'm still like really good friends with him today, but I don't know. I feel like it's missing something for me. Like I think I'm a people person. Like I like talk, like having like real conversations with people, and I think right. that there's, it's like missing that like special like connection for me. And like I guess for some people like they don't need that, or they don't need that like right away, and like that's fine. But I think that like the percentage of people that are just on it for reasons that like I would not really be interested in is like too high for it to really be like something that I would continue using. Does that make sense?
Right.
I see a lot of the pros in it, but I don't think it's personally like my thing.
I get your point on the chemistry though. That's yeah. why I feel like if you don't meet this person like in person mm-hmm. in like 2 days.
Sure. It's not gonna right, happen. Right, right. I think people get like very sucked into it though, you know?
For sure.
But that's my thoughts.
I haven't had Tinder for like a year now. Probably because I know I did. I was in Boston last summer and I used it then heavily, and I did pretty well on it. but I completely agree with Joey about it being, it depends on where you are, because I'm like in the middle of Kansas, right? Like you can go for an hour and then you won't have anybody to swipe on for days. Until
so sad.
Until somebody pops up. But I've had good experiences on Tinder, like, you know, talking to people. Even just like having a casual conversation, I think, is not anything that, you know, you should be upset about or that should be like neglected. So I'd say it's underrated.
Don't message
for
me
that reason.
You're planning to marry me.
Is that your bio?
Yeah.
Just straight up, just
it
so the people
be.
Know.
It's not right now. But
what was it?
Don't message me unless you plan to marry me.
Hey, you know, if that's what you're looking for.
You know what I want.
Let the people know.
Kansas farm boy worked for a lot of people.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, I guess that's exotic for Boston.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. We don't get a lot of folk here.
I'm from the suburbs. I'm not from a farm.
Ohio suburbia. I don't know. Yeah, that wouldn't work.
Suburban boy.
Yeah, exactly.
In the big city.
Just put Go Buckeyes. We'll get
Go Bucks,
idea.
Yeah.
If you want to call in, we'll make a Tinder bio for you.
Charles keeps saying he'll do it.
Colin's our first customer, I guess.
Yep.
Yep.
Wait, we're coming up with a Tinder bio for him?
Let me think.
Okay. Not all at once.
All right, well, I guess we'll listen to more music. We'll come back to you later with Colin's amazing bio. In the meantime, this is a Colin pick. I hope you enjoy it.
Thank you. flamingo chair. You sit among her trophies and pray to be abandoned till you don't know what hope is. But there's one thing that I have to keep inside, because I was shaking it. Why don't you get some pride? There was a clown strike and the clowns threw down their tools, but you don't have to play so hard, and I'm nobody's fool. You don't have to go so far, 'cause I love you as you are. The big top is deserted now, and the circus girl rehearses. She knows how to turn her heads and not fall between two horses. But all that seems a simple step if only I were able to love you like I want to do, and not by sometimes table. But there's one thing that I have to keep inside, because I was shaking. Why don't you get some pride? There was a clown strike and the clowns threw down their tools, but you don't have to play so hard, and I'm nobody's fool. You don't have to go so far, 'cause I love you as you are. And it's pandemonium for the humble and mighty. You don't have to tumble for me. Even a clown knows when to strike. Tell me what you want to be, or are you terrified of failure? Put on a superstitious face behind all this paraphernalia. We're not living in a masquerade where you only have three wishes. It isn't easy to see in a lifetime of mistaken kisses. But there's one thing that I have to keep inside, because I was shaking. Why don't you get some pride? There was a clown strike and the clowns threw down their tools, but you don't have to play so hard, and I'm nobody's fool. You don't have to go so far, 'cause I love you as you are.
We're not out of time. You can share with us right now. You got something to say? Huh?
Sure. The Tinder bio. Man, it's super lame now that I...
Of our young Colin here.
Did your mom like ever have to call people to hang out with?
Like, oh,
when
no.
You were a kid? I don't think so. I do remember like play dates though. With like kids down the street.
Okay, but until I was in like middle school, my mom would call my friend's parents.
That's
like
lame.
And make sure that it was cool to, so my Tinder bio that like, you know, cool to hang out. So, yeah. So my Tinder bio that like actually worked for me sometimes was like, listen, we can do this thing, but my mom's got to call your mom on the phone first just to make sure it's okay. So
gross.
Yeah. Wow.
And that actually, it worked.
It hurts.
maybe your looks compensated for it.
Thanks, Joey.
I think that was a backhanded compliment of sorts.
That was a compliment.
Okay.
Sure.
All right.
Anyways.
Only supporting this.
It's that time of the evening.
An alternate bio.
One would say a PSA of sorts.
Mm-hmm. It's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year.
That's a storm.
So,
I'm being the storm. Keep going.
So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your home. And this has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Also, take the train to the Cape. Just want to throw that in there.
Stay off the highway.
Stay off the highway. Well done.
All right.
Anything else? Oh, we listened to some songs. I should tell the people. We listened to Clown Strike by Elvis Costello off of the album Brutal Youth. And before that, our call-in pick was Boy with a Coin by Iron and Wine. It's a nice song.
I like it.
It's a nice song.
It's like slow. I don't even know if it's sad, like
it's
the words.
Change.
I don't know the words, but
it's good.
Yeah.
So what's next?
Well, the Joey pick is up next. That's
nice.
That's all I can tell
You're
you.
You're welcome, world.
The rest is a secret.
I had a channel mind.
All right. A classic, truly. Mm-hmm. I would call that ABBA's classic.
They're releasing like a new song soon.
Are you kidding?
No, yeah, they said they'll do one more.
One more song or one more album?
I think they said song, which threw me off.
One more song. I feel like I would do that if, like, you know, if you had had that history.
For old times.
Yeah, wouldn't you want to do one more song?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. I've never been an artist.
Hmm.
That's not true, Colin.
Not a good artist.
Make art every day.
Well, anyways, you've been listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. How was radio? Overrated or underrated?
It was just right.
Underrated.
It's
been fun.
You won't offend me.
Yeah, this is cool.
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.